Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. The Teal Brigade is here today. Some of my favorite people on the planet, I tell you.
Thank you.
Amber Appleton, survivor, amazing friend, is here. Hello, Amber.
Good morning. Good morning.
And when I say survivor, I mean C-E-R, viver.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about cervical cancer during Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. From the Sue DiNapoli Ovarian Cancer Society, Susan DiNapoli is here. Hello, my friend.
Hello. How are you?
We're good. You guys, sorry. Look.
We wore our teal today.
You guys, we did some teal though today.
I know. Yeah. You know, I was getting dressed and I was like running out the door going, I need my teal. So all month long, as you guys know, we've been talking with Optum and we've been talking with Dr. Todd Stearns, who's an OBGYN with Optum, about cervical cancer.
Yep.
It is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. And he's been giving fantastic information on being aware, which we're going to cover, you know, some prevention, HPV, and we're going to talk about all of that and more. But mostly today we're going to focus on, because it's so important for women to understand resources that are available. If they have that diagnosis, how they can connect, and just knowing, guess what? There is a teal brigade out there.
That's right. We've got a teal tribe ready for you.
I love that. Teal tribe.
We're here to help when cancer hits below the belt.
That's exactly right. I love that. And what you guys do in the community and how it's just grown over the last several years is incredible. And Amber, I hope you don't mind. And I always ask this when you come on, but to tell us your story.
Yeah.
Young mom. Mm-hmm. And you were diagnosed.
Yeah.
And at the really, I don't want to say the worst time, but it really was the worst time when you were diagnosed with cervical cancer.
Yep. Diagnosed at 35. So, you know, that's fairly young, not typical age that people talk about, or, you know, getting cancer or even thinking about. And I definitely didn't have it on my radar because I was 8 months pregnant.
Right.
And, you know, getting that kind of news instead of hearing, you know, you got a healthy baby girl coming in a few weeks, let's get prepared for that. And that's all I thought about. But getting that diagnosis that day was a showstopper. It literally just stopped me in my tracks. And all I could think about now, instead of bringing her into the world, is, you know, I need to focus on every way possible to keep me alive, to keep her alive, and to be thriving in the end. There's you know, so many things that I went through during that journey, but I remember it standing out to me. You know, going through chemo, going through radiation, I had two surgeries, all in 4 months, and trying to take care of a newborn.
Wow.
Also taking care of, I had a 13-month-old son at the time and a 13-year-old. And, you know, I'm a working wife and, I'm, you know, and it's just, there's so many things you're juggling at the time, and that definitely, cancer is not on your radar.
Mm-hmm.
It does not discriminate, is what we say in the cancer world. It just chooses, and you just, you know, fight like heck to get through it. So, you know, going through that was awful. It was terrible. It was very, very hard. And, but the thing it stood out in my mind was, I cannot let other women feel this way. You know, there was times where I felt alone. I felt like, where are my resources? How do I get through this? How did I even get this? What did I do wrong? You go through so many things.
And feelings and emotions and thoughts.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And so I needed answers. I needed to advocate for my body. I knew when I got to the other side of it, whatever that looked like, I needed to make a difference and an impact on other women and other families. And so that's what I set out to do.
Yeah. And so you became a part of a survivor.
Yes.
Again, this is survivor, like cervical cancer survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And you are now an ambassador for survivor. And also that you're part of you went through extensive training for the Woman to Woman program, which we are going to talk about.
Yes.
And you and I have talked, and even with Susan, we've talked about this and your journey. And I hear it in full disclosure. I do volunteer for the Sue DiNapoli Ovarian Cancer Society.
We appreciate it.
Yes,
so much.
Because it's something near and dear to my heart. But it's listening to the women's stories, whether they're diagnosed with cervical or ovarian or, you know,
uterine or fallopian tube,
correct.
Any of those gynecologic cancers.
Exactly. And the one thing I hear from most of these women when I talk with them is, how do I give back? How do I support other women that go through? Because really, we don't talk about this, do we, Susan?
Right.
We don't talk
not
about
enough.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's amazing to see these women that want to reconnect like you did, Amber, and get involved in, how do I support other women that are going through this? And you found that way to do that.
Yeah, through Survivor, like you talked about, Survivor with a C. It's an organization that really believe it or not, there's a lot of resources, but women are still bashful. There's still stigmas. There's still, you know, generational things that are going on there where women just don't want to talk about this. It's not happening at your Thanksgiving Day table. No. It does at mine now.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about it.
I love watching your posts. You're like, ladies.
Yes, here we go. Right. We're talking about this.
We need to talk about this. Right.
There's always a good time to talk about it. So, yeah.
So let's kind of talk about, Susan, let's talk about the Sudanapoli Ovarian Cancer Society really quick, because I want to get everybody's story so they understand and how all of this comes together.
Right.
Because you guys actually met through your organization, right?
Correct.
So tell us your mom's story.
Yeah. So I am Susan. I'm the proud daughter of Sudanapoli, and I'm the executive director now of the Sudanapoli Ovarian Cancer Society. In 2005... excuse me, my mom passed away from ovarian cancer. During her struggle with the disease, she often commented about how expensive it was. Even with really good health insurance, my family paid out of pocket for a lot of money.
Majority of that, yes.
And my mom had cancer for 5.5 years. You can imagine how expensive that is, year after year after year, dealing with a diagnosis and trying to keep somebody alive that way. And it was heartbreaking to kind of see that. And, you know, and after she passed away, my family wanted to do something, you know, just kind of to change the landscape. You know, there were no support groups here for women. She was going to Denver even to get treatment. There wasn't even a doctor in this town that would treat her. And keep in mind, that was 1999. Like, it wasn't that long ago. Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I was gonna
it
say,
wasn't
really.
Like, you know, so yeah, it, it, so really, like, the Sudanapoli Ovarian Cancer Society came about because our family saw that there's a need in this community to support women with gynecologic cancers. We started out just serving women with ovarian.
Yeah.
And in 2016, we expanded that to include women with all gynecologic cancers because no one was serving them either. So we were serving women with ovarian, but watching women with cervical cancer and uterine cancer, you know, not get any support. We had the ability to expand, and we did expand, and we included all those women. And now, and with that, you know, we were able to, through our Sue's Gift financial aid program.
Which we're going to talk about in a little bit, how that works, right?
Yes.
And that's Amber, how we met
Amber.
That's how you came in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So when Amber was looking for resources through her social worker at the hospital, she came to our Sue's Gift financial aid program, and we were able to help Amber pay her bills as she went through treatment, which, you know, is the most rewarding thing, honestly, to be able to do that and provide that resource in this community. You know, I used to say that's the most rewarding thing ever until we started things like the Sue's Gift Task Force and the Woman to Woman program,
correct,
where now I'm watching these women that we helped. I'm watching them come back around and help other women.
Exactly.
And to watch that kind of empowerment and that kind of work happen without really any, you know, I'm not asking them to, they're volunteering. They can't wait to give back and to help in this organization.
Right, because the resources that are provided and women coming along them, because it's I'm sure, Amber, the scariest diagnoses, I mean, you have your husband, your kids, but still, that's a scary diagnosis.
Absolutely.
Can't imagine how scared you were, especially being pregnant.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And when, you know, that was introduced to me, I didn't realize the impact that that was going to make on my life. Yes, it helped me financially, but I tell Susan all the time, you know, I gained a family on top of it because there's resources, there's class, there's opportunities to, you know, help with the community. And I mean, it's just, well, Susan's unfortunately, you know, now part of my family is kind of how I see it.
Right.
You know, it's
you
just
have at Thanksgiving dinner table. There's Susan's chair.
We're talking about lady parts.
Half the table. Yes. Exactly. But it really is a community that you get, and it helps you thrive and survive.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So what we're going to do is we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to talk about maybe you are newly diagnosed. Maybe you have a friend or family member that is diagnosed. You want to walk up and stand by your friend and get them connected to resources and all the information they need to help them with this diagnosis. So we're going to talk about that when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Teal Tribe is here today. Woo-hoo. Amber Appleton,
Good morning. Survivor,
is here. Hello, Amber. Susan Dinapoli, Sudanapoli Ovarian Cancer Society is here.
Good morning.
You guys, I'm wearing teal somewhere.
We trust you. Right? We trust you.
The teal tribe is here. Okay, so it is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. And, you know, we've been talking with Dr. Todd Stearns from Optum all month. He's an OBGYN, understanding cervical cancer. And really, the HPV virus, I just want to touch on this really quickly. This is the number one cause, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So you need to understand HPV.
Yeah.
There are vaccines available.
Yes.
Yep. Speak with your doctor.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Get educated. Talk to your doctor. Talk to your pediatrician for your children. Really getting in front of your doctor and asking about those things. You know, is it right for your child? And, I think just getting that education and awareness. The CDC and the American Cancer Society has some great literature out there for parents. If you want a reputable resource, that's a really great place to go and learn about the HPV vaccine. Because it's scary. I mean, most parents, I mean,
a lot
I believe
of folks, when you hear vaccines, it's like, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if there's a vaccine to prevent cancer and up to six different types, I think you might want to start looking into that.
Exactly.
Asking questions.
Yeah. This is what cancer prevention looks like in the future. I mean, really, this vaccine could eliminate cervical cancer. So women just do not have to even face that anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
Think about
the concept of that just not even happening ever again.
And it's not, of course, the vaccine is just not for girls. Because boys can carry the HPV.
Yes.
Boys and girls. So definitely talk to your doctor.
Absolutely.
And parents, reach out to your doctor.
Yeah,
your family doctor, whatever, to talk about this and discuss. Like you said, this could eliminate cervical cancer.
It could eliminate six different types of cancers.
Yeah,
and they're finding more HPV cancers. Yeah, every day. So that's it could eliminate lots of cancer, and
it's
just a vaccine. It's a vaccine.
Rich,
if you vaccinate your kids,
then
this is right along with the regular vaccine course.
Yep, absolutely,
totally.
So I wanted to get that out there again. We can go listen to some of the podcasts with Dr. Todd Stearns talking about this. But I do want to talk about, Amber, you've told us your story. Thanks so much for sharing.
Yeah.
Susan, you told us your mom's story. Let's talk about getting that initial diagnosis, the fear. We kind of touched on that. But having people come up beside you and connecting you to those resources, because I'm sure at first it's like, look, let's be honest. We love our doctors, Dr. P. If you're listening, right?
You
know, and the PAs and stuff like that.
Yes,
but they're overloading you with information, aren't they? And it's like your poor brain is probably screaming, "Hi, I'm in here, right?"
Yes, and I think that's the great thing about the Pseudonopoly organization is there's ways to connect in the community and what fits your needs. Some women don't like to go to support groups. Some women, you know, they don't really like, they can't get online, or there's a lot of factors or variables that come up that, you know, let's face it, we do make some excuses and we get busy. But there's some ways to do it. I mean, we have social media now. We have the internet. There's just so many ways to really just dive in and figure out how to help yourself.
Absolutely.
Especially for women. And, you know, it's really about what best fits you. But I'm going to tell you, I never thought I'd be where I am today. And as far as advocating, talking about anything below the belt in public, I mean, come on. And so, you know, I never thought
most women probably don't. Like,
I think we need to get rid of a lot of that stigma. We need to get rid of it. We need to stick together and say, it is okay to talk about this. It's okay to have conversations, because that's where you're going to learn. That's where you're going to hear about options, opportunities. You just have to be open to that. And it is hard. It is hard to, you know, kind of crack that shell and say, you know what, I need to give a little bit of vulnerability here and have conversations, because people aren't even having them with their doctors.
Right. And that's just it. Women, we are known, we take care of others first.
Right. Absolutely.
So when do you make it that priority? You. Right.
Yeah.
And that's why you need to have
important.
That conversation with your doctor.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
But I think encouraging each other. I think Susan and I just had a conversation about doing exactly that. I think being able to put our health first, talking, you know, and being able to just recognize that. But that's where you have other people and friends and family to lean on and listen to that. Listen to that voice. Allow them to kind of step in and say, you know, let's help you out. Let's look for some answers. Let's do some research. Let's go and have lunch, you know, that type of thing. And I think we have to look out for each other for that.
Mm-hmm, now, absolutely. Before we have to take, actually, you know what? You guys, we do have to take a quick news break. So when we come back, I want, like, if you could explain more about Survivor. And then let's talk about the Woman to Woman.
Oh, yeah.
And then let's talk about the Pseudonopoly Ovarian Cancer Society, different resources, Sue's gift. Because let's face it, Susan, it seems like the resources with Pseudonopoly Ovarian, it's expanding.
Yes.
It's growing.
Yes.
It's reaching.
Yeah.
I mean, all of Southern Colorado.
Right.
They
Absolutely.
Can reach out to the Pseudonopoly Ovarian Cancer Society and get resources. So.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we're going to talk about that and a lot more with Amber and Susan when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We're talking with the Teal Tribe today. Woo-woo! From Sue DiNapoli Ovarian Cancer Society. Susan DiNapoli is here. Hello, Susan.
Hello. Good morning.
And survivor Amber Appleton is
good
here.
Morning.
Hello. Okay, so we're having deep conversation here. Deep. But we're talking about how the biggest thing, like, and we're talking about resources. Of course, it's Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. And we want everybody to understand that's why we're doing this.
Yes.
Right. There are resources.
Right.
There are people you can talk to if you get a diagnosis. Yes. Even if you're a friend or family member of somebody that's been diagnosed.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
There's people you can reach out to so you can understand, hey,
what's going on?
What's going on? How can I help? How can I support?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So really quick, Amber, I would love for you to touch on just really Survivor really quick.
Yes.
And then we're going to talk about Woman to Woman. Okay. So explain Survivor.
So Survivor is an organization that specifically to cervical cancer survivors and people who are going through their diagnosis. And it also started heavily, I noticed, supporting the families, too, of survivors. Maybe if they've passed from cervical cancer or they're engaged. So the community is really great. But the biggest thing they focus on is education around cervical cancer because there is a lot of dynamics to it. There's a lot of conversation around the HPV, the vaccine, how you get diagnosed. There's a lot of controversy and stigma, unfortunately. But then also, it helps women share their stories. Again, never in a million years would I think that I'd be sharing any story about below my belt. You can actually read my full story on survivor.org, and it gets pretty detailed.
Yeah.
You know me pretty well after reading that.
Yeah.
But I wanted to be very vulnerable and transparent because I don't want women to feel that they have to be silenced with this cancer.
Right.
And so Survivor's giving me that platform so that other survivors globally, not just local or in the United States, it's globally, can go and read other women's stories and see, okay, yes, that's normal. I feel normal. And then they've given us a platform through a program that they started, Survivor School, which I go to every year. Mm-hmm. I have in the last 2 years. And that has given us opportunities to get in front of other healthcare professionals that can give us the most up-to-date, most accurate information about cervical cancer and the causes of it.
And that's a critical resource, like you were saying.
Right.
Even for folks that maybe somebody, a fan, family member, friend, there's information that you can go to try and help understand this, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And now let's talk about kind of and you connecting with Sue DiNapoli for the gift, Sue's gift.
Right.
So we were talking about your mom, Susan, who, when she was fighting her ovarian cancer, realized there's no resources.
No resources.
There's
no support groups.
Support groups. Financially.
No one to talk to about it.
Yeah. Nobody talked to. Mm-hmm. And that's where Sue's gift came from.
That's right.
And that's where women who are diagnosed with a gynecologic cancer can reapply and receive a gift.
Right. A
financial gift to help.
We actually pay the bills for the patients. Mm-hmm. We don't actually give money to patients. So we want to make sure that that's clear. Yeah. So and they come through the social workers at the hospital. So
Correct.
We get a medical verification from the doctors, things like that. And then we're able to help these women pay their bills as they are going through treatment, which is an amazing, amazing
Oh my
gift.
Gosh. Yeah. Completely amazing. Yeah. And Amber, that's how you actually got connected with Susan.
Yes. Yes. And my advice would be you get this information, you get this packet among many other documents when you get diagnosed and it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
I can relate. I sat on that packet for about a good few weeks before I even opened it because I was just in the middle of surviving, right? You're going to your appointments. You're trying to keep up with your schedules. Ladies, open that packet, look at it, fight through it, find a relative, somebody, because there's stuff in there that is vital. And so once I did, I found hers in there for the Woman to Woman program. And I thought, this is too good to be true. You know, we were in that very moment. The exact reason she started this is exactly what I felt and what I was given, that gift. And, you know, I opened that up. And at that time, we were battling, okay, you know, it's a rob Peter to pay Paul moment. And I know cancer people out there right now are thinking the same way. I know they're going through those moments. And that is exactly what happened at that time. And I'm like, it's just too good to be true. And I get a phone call from them. And they're like, what do we pay? I'm like, it's that simple?
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Yes, in the bill, right?
What I'm like,
the
what?
Bill. What would you like us to
That's
pay
That's amazing.
For you?
Yeah. And I just remember the relief we felt and not being able to struggle in that moment. And it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Absolutely a big deal. But open that packet. Look at those resources. they are there to help.
And even if you don't feel like maybe a friend or family member, right?
Right.
Open that package.
Absolutely.
Here's what we say, you know, assign somebody to handle your paperwork.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If you're a cancer patient, you get diagnosed with cancer, people are like, how can I help you? You know how you can help me? Go through this packet of paperwork.
Yes, find resources for me.
Find me some resources and things that I can be
absolutely
connecting with and helping with. I mean, delegate. You know what I mean? If you're a cancer patient.
Right. If somebody says, how can I help?
Help
well, here you
how,
go.
Here's how you
here's
help
Here's a pile of paperwork. Start sorting.
Yes.
Right?
Start sorting this.
Start
absolutely.
Sorting. I'll tell you what, the people in your circle are eager to try to help them find that.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right.
Empower them to do something.
And Susan, it seems like from Sue's Gift, which was originally started.
Right.
Now this has evolved into even more.
Right.
More resources for women.
Yes. It's amazing. We started with our Sue's Gift program in 2015. To date, we've touched about 90 local families with just that one program, which is great. And since then, we've started the Woman to Woman program.
So describe that, because this is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is really incredible.
Yes. Woman to Woman, we received a grant from the Ovarian Cancer Research Alliance to start the Woman to Woman program here in Colorado. So Woman to Woman basically takes a woman who is 1 year post-treatment, like our friend Amber here, and we train and empower Amber to be a mentor to a newly diagnosed patient with her same cancer type and maybe same place in her life. You know what I mean? So we kind of match those ladies up. And then that newly diagnosed patient has this amazing resource. This person who has been through this cancer, the same cancer as her. She can talk to her about those intimate things that she's scared to share with her doctor. She has a hard time talking to her husband or her boyfriend about, I mean, you know, personal things. She can talk to her mentor about those things.
Because they know they've
been there. They've been there.
Exactly.
And they know. And she needs resources. She needs some financial aid. She can talk to her mentor about that. And her mentor can say, hey, you know what? Here's the Sue's Gift program. Here's some other things. Talk to your social worker at the hospital. Let's try to get you connected. And the mentors are trained to help in those ways, which... You know, for me, for my mother, who went to a quote-unquote women's cancer support group during her time with ovarian cancer, that cancer support group had 7 women in it, 6 of them had breast cancer, and my mother had ovarian cancer.
Right.
She went to that class, that support group, for probably 3 years, and the third year, my mother was still in treatment. Those ladies were going out for margaritas celebrating their survivorship, and my mother was still in treatment. She didn't know anybody else who had ovarian cancer, certainly not anybody who had ovarian cancer for going on three years at that point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that was a totally different thing. So to be able to bring this level of support to this community is just it's the most rewarding thing I'll probably ever do in my whole life.
Well, absolutely.
To be honest.
And the impact of this group, it has grown quickly, hasn't it, Amber? The Woman to Woman.
We are now one of the biggest ones in the country.
Yeah.
In just 1 year.
Which is fantastic. Yeah. But think about the impact of this, because let's face it, you cover Southern Colorado.
Women to Women actually statewide.
Statewide. Yeah. But there are maybe women who are getting diagnosed in more rural parts
exactly.
of the state. They cannot connect. They don't
have... That's the beauty. Those women can't make the third Monday support group.
No.
Those women live in, La Junta and Durango or...
Wherever,
On the Western Slope. So, you know, we're able to connect those ladies, and they can have whatever kind of relationship they want. They can text each other. They can email each other. They can call on the phone. They can meet for coffee. You know, they can, go have a coffee when they come into town for treatment or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is their relationship, and they get to have it however they want. But then they have somebody who's been through this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And this is just another way. So here's Amber, who was a Sue's Gift recipient and then volunteered to do the Woman to Woman program, volunteered to do Survivor with a C to be a national, global ambassador for cervical cancer. I mean, really, if you could just bottle her.
I know.
You know, but this is the Teal Tribe. I mean, this is what we strive for right here.
Absolutely.
This is women helping women, empowering each other, and seeing each other through some of the toughest, most difficult times in their lives.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's not
magic.
Again, it is complete magic. And it is not saying, look, friends and family can help, but sometimes, Amber, like you said, you just need that connection.
Right.
You can't always go, hey, honey. Yeah.
Right.
Guess what? Right.
Yep. There's moments or conversations you feel so alone with, and that's what this mentorship does. It takes away that loneliness a little bit. And you know, sometimes it's just listening and saying, hey, can you just hear me out? You know, and, you know, some of the people that I mentor, that's exactly what it is. I just need to get this off my chest. I just need to say what it is and how I feel and move on. You know, or is this normal? Yes, it's normal. Okay, great. And sometimes just hearing that is worth its weight, you know? And so it's been a really rewarding thing to do.
Oh, I can imagine. And the fact that it's grown that fast.
Oh my gosh.
Susan, I mean, in a year.
So amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, so we need to take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to talk about how you can get connected. Mm-hmm. If you have a diagnosis, of course, your first steps, what you need to do. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about if you would like to become part of the local TL tribe, maybe become a mentor for Woman to Woman, and a lot more. So we'll have more with Amber and Susan next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Okay, welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. TL Tribe is here today. Susan DiNapoli. Susan DiNapoli, Ovarian Cancer Society is here. Whoop, whoop. Whoop. Amber Appleton, survivor, woman-to-woman mentor, and cervical cancer survivor.
Yes,
we said that. Is
right.
Here. Okay, so we've talked about a lot of stuff. Again, you guys, if you have questions about cervical cancer during Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, please speak with your doctor.
Absolutely.
100%. Number one priority.
Yep.
Talk about the vaccine. Have a real conversation about it. Let's talk about it. Again, it could eliminate 6 cancers. Boom.
Boom. Yeah. Gone.
Gone.
Wiped off the face. Yes.
Yeah.
Like polio.
Let's see.
Poof.
Vaccine that could eliminate 6 cancers.
Yeah.
One of them cervical. Okay.
Okay.
Let's have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But exactly. We also talked about getting connected. If you have somebody that is has been diagnosed, maybe you've been diagnosed and you are just overloaded.
Yeah.
Right? Or your family. Because look, that's, Amber, you even said it. It's a lot of information coming in.
Oh, absolutely.
And of course, the cancer doctors and the cancer nurses and stuff, guess what? You're there, but guess what's there for them? The cancer.
Right.
And beating it. So that's their main focus.
Yep.
So let's talk about first, as I'm beating things up, you guys, everything's getting caught here. First, okay, if somebody's been diagnosed, number one thing they should do is speak with their social worker.
Yeah, correct? You know, when people think social worker and they go, oh my gosh, no, social worker. Social worker at the hospital is a totally different type of social
That's
worker.
That's correct. Yeah.
Don't
freak
it's
out.
Not, yeah,
yeah,
it's not the same kind. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yes. The social worker at the hospital, they have oncology social workers that are there to provide emotional support, to help you find resources.
Yep.
And if you have a nurse navigator, that person can also help you connect. So a social worker or a nurse navigator should be at every hospital working to help that patient navigate and get through this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Amber, as you said, open the packet. They're going to give you a big packet of info.
Yes. Yeah, you're going to get a lot of information thrown at you, and it's going to be information overload, like you said. And like we talked about, designate someone, find somebody.
That next person that goes, how can I help? Sure.
Open up this packet and tell me what I need to look at
exactly.
In here. Show me what's important.
Right?
Yes. Don't
Utilize
be too prideful,
it.
Ladies. I know we can do that. We can do it all, right? We can handle it all. But you know what? You get that cancer diagnosis, your number one priority is fighting for your life.
You.
Delegate.
Delegate. Right. That is right. Like, hey, and you, I don't know you, but come on. No, I'm kidding.
Right. But you can also lean on that support system at the hospital, too, and tell them, if the social worker or nurse navigator asks, you know, to have a conversation with them, hey, I'm worried about my financial situation here. This is going to be expensive for my family.
Yeah.
How can we get help for that?
Yeah.
And those social workers and nurse navigators will go quickly to work to help you connect with us and other resources in this community. Yes.
And even get connected with mentors or other resources, support groups.
Oh, I need somebody to talk to. Absolutely. Newly diagnosed patients, please advocate for yourself.
Please.
Tell them what you need.
Because sometimes as women, we are afraid to stand up for ourselves and ask questions, right?
Yes. Yep, I was that gal.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just were afraid to ask.
Afraid to ask. I did everything on my own, or I was too proud, or I can handle this. You know, all that stuff has to go out the window.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to be strong and fight for your health and... You've got to be able to, you know, kind of push all that to the side. And it's easier said than done. I get that.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about, say you are a survivor and they want to help. Maybe they're newly moved here, or maybe they're like, you know what? I'm ready. I've healed. I've recovered. I want to give back. How can they connect and do that as well?
Absolutely. Well, through the Sue DiNapoli Ovarian Cancer Society, we do the Woman to Woman program. We're always looking for volunteers to do that.
Volunteers.
We also are looking for volunteers to join the Sue's Gift Task Force, which is our financial aid program to help with that program. So there's lots of ways that we want you to give back, or we would love for you to give back, actually. And, you know, we do the Be Ovary Aware race every September. We need volunteers for that. Connect with us. We're the Sue DiNapoli Ovarian Cancer Society. The website is beovaryaware.org. Hit us on that website and connect, and we'll try to figure out where you can fit in and do some good, depending on what you want to do.
And there's a lot of options.
Right,
we need you, ladies.
We need them.
And
yes.
Families. You know, families are a big thing that you also encourage, which I really
appreciate.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And if folks have questions, again, speak to your social worker, your nurse navigators, your doctors, or they can reach out, can't they?
They can reach out directly. All the information about our programs are on that website.
Or even like, how can you tell me? Like,
absolutely.
It's an incredible tribe, isn't it? The
Teal
Tribe.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you. It, you know, it does feel like we've built this kind of community of support around these cancers that my mother would be super proud of.
Well, nobody was talking about it before.
Right, exactly.
Now, folks need to talk about
and
it. They need to understand.
And here we are, talking about lady parts. Look at us.
Yeah. Right. And we will continue to, people.
Right? Yes.
Right?
Because
it's very important.
It
okay.
Is.
Give the website again.
Yes. We are beovaryaware.org. Follow us on Facebook, the Sue DiNapoli Ovarian Cancer Society.
Mm-hmm.
And for cervical cancer.
Cervical cancer specifically.
Yes.
Yeah. Go to
survivor.org. You can go on there. You
That's
can read
Survivor
other
with a C.
Survivor
yeah.
with a C. It's spelled with a C. And, you know, you can go on there and navigate. There's links and resources for the American Cancer Society, the CDC is on there as well, and you can read some of the women's stories on there,
That's
and you
right.
may find some that you relate to.
Absolutely. So reach out and reach out, you guys. Don't be afraid to reach out.
Don't do it alone.
Yeah.
Don't do it alone.
Nope. You guys are perfect. Thank you guys so much.
Thank
you.
For
so much
having
fun.
Us.
Thank you. Okay. And coming up tomorrow, from the Pikes Peak Regional Building Department, Greg DiNgrando will be here. We'll look at some 2019 numbers, what's ahead this year, and a lot more. That's tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.